You are listening to Those Casual Reds with Casey Gale, Jeremy Sanchez, and Mikey Douglas, only on LA Talk Radio.
So you know the deal. It's time for Those Casual Reds with Casey Gale on LA Talk Radio.
Yo, whoa, going on? Everybody in there? Gentlemen, can you hear yourselves on the microphone? Let me try to hit the right numbers then.
No, I didn't. Hold on. Go on, talk now.
Mic check, 1, 2. Cheese, man.
Mic check, 1, check.
It's been a long time. Hold on. Now we go. Everybody, here is the Dust Casual Red Show. This is your boy, Case. This is the live show, so sometimes we do things a little bit different here. That means I'm messing up. Let's bring in all my panel, all my guys here. Let's bring them in here, Sam and Jeremy. Who's tonight's show brought to you by?
Belorian and Manukian LLP, personal injury litigation firm, over a decade of experience with real results. Maximize your compensation with us. Call
747-444-4444. And here it is. I've got a beautiful panel of Reds here coming out of Southern Cali's. My boy, Bandito Mike, how are you doing today?
What's up, fellas? Feeling good.
Out of representing Atlanta, the one them called Big Mikey, full-time Laker hater. How you doing out here, Mikey?
Wagwan, big man.
You know, and in the studio with me, as always, my boy, Germ. Germ, what's good?
What's good?
Cheese, what's the ting?
Pleasant good evening, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. Welcome to the Eric Ten Hag Shit Show.
Wow, that was a nice intro. Wicked, wicked. Why are you going so hard in Eric Ten Hag?
I'm going easy. Hard. I'm calm. It's Whoa. Calm.
You came in.
We have six That's games left in the season. I'm right. calm. This is me calm. Very calm.
Well, you know, one thing about being a Manchester United supporter, there's not a lot of positive things going on right now. So we want to start it off with a little positivity. I want to salute the U18s for smashing the Premier League North under-18s title. Kings this is something North. City has dominated for the last six or seven?
I think six years.
I don't even want to know. It's a beautiful thing. I mean, they've caught me to watch a lot of their matches. I think I've only missed a few. The one I missed is the one they lost, actually. But it's a beautiful thing with a 50-point goal difference. Mm.
Mm. Save that.
Did you hear
future.
That? Save Bandito that and Mikey, 50-point goal difference.
Wait, you mean it's not -1 or 0 like first team?
What are we at? -1 or 0? I don't even know. I think we're at 0. I think I'm not sure. So, how's that feel? How do you guys feel? You have hope for the future? Mikey, you out there in Atlanta, does this make you feel a little bit better about the future? What do you think?
Percentage wise, a lot of those guys will never play for the first team, so it's nice.
On that, what he just said, Bandito, is 7 a big number for guys to be already professionally signed? I mean, I'm gonna tell you right now, I'm gonna keep it 100. I'm not too big on how it works with academy when signing contracts. I don't know if it's a good thing or a waste of time or is it something just to delay a kid, but is that a good number for 7 professional.
Let's start by how it works.
Okay, there it is.
So, you're a scholar, and you're able to sign a professional contract on your 17th birthday. So, a lot of these guys who are 16 and in the U18s are eligible to sign their professional contract with the club. Before that, they can leave. They can go to other clubs and. You know, you can guarantee that clubs are lining up to sign some of the 15 and 16 year olds that we've got in the pipeline. So that's how it works as far as these young folks signing their professional contract. Shay Lacy just signed, I think, today or yesterday. Just turned 17. Finn McAllister, Beyond Cherry. Jaron Fletcher's boys, Jack and Tyler, have both signed their professional contract. Big man, another big man from Stockport, Ethan Wheatley, who's banging in loads of goals. He signed his professional contract. So yeah, like a lot of people are saying, if you can bring one player a year out of your academy, you're doing okay, right? If you can bring two or three, you're really smashing it. So with my time, I want to touch on a couple things, and one you already mentioned, and that was City and Chelsea's dominance. City won the last four Premier League, then Chelsea won, and then City won before. So they reorganized it to Premier League North. And the word around town was City was getting all the top local talent from Greater Manchester area, and even, you know, in the Northwest, something that United had always dominated. So City's their model is just cast a big net, just get them all. Just they've got the network, they've got the money, just bring them all in and get them on trial.
Now, let me ask one question. I'm sorry to interrupt. Is that due to City? I'm going to give it them the props that they're organized and they got their shit together. How does something like that happen with us when we're so disorganized? And who gets props for this type of academy infusion of talent? Because apparently City's been locking it down. Is there one person or is it a group of people, you'd say?
So this has been going on for the past about 4 or 5 years. And it all started with United, Nick Cox and Nicky Butt. And the thing that jumpstarted it was Brexit. Oh. Actually. So they were like, the deadline's going to come up to get European players, Garnacho, Fernandez, Kambwala, to get these players before the Brexit deadline, where they couldn't come until they were 18. So it was a big push to get some of these continental players in. And then, you know, going out and shoring up some of these local talents like Kobbie Mainoo, and they call him the Scouse Leo Messi, you know, Shea Lacy. So getting some of these local players, and that goes all the way back to Nicky Butt and Nick Cox. So quick little story. There was a U15 game, England versus Germany, and England was utterly embarrassed. They were embarrassed. So they took a look at their youth academy, and they came up with a program, Elite Player Performance Plan. And so they kind of went away from the traditional, you know, big strapping lad, beat you for pace, win the ball in the air. And they're like, let's get these players playing futsal like they do in Brazil. Let's get these players who are very intelligent and start honing these skills instead of beat you along, you know, big 6'4" player. So these changes in the FA were created by Dan Ashworth.
Interesting.
Oh.
So Dan Ashworth, with his time at the FA, he was in charge of this, kind of changing this and creating this document. And this document is what the clubs use in their model for training, for loaning players, and kind of like a plan and the parents know it, the players know it. From the time they're like 10, 12 years old, they kind of see where the plan is going to go up until they're 21. So Dan Ashworth was a big part of that, and is, you know, one of the reasons that Ineos is after him. So just to, you know, to tie that.
No, that's beautiful. I mean, it's like coming full circle in a way. I mean, Dan Ashworth has a strong fingerprint on the English national team. That's why we get the Southgate links. And to see that he's the reason behind there's growth and development with the academies makes me even feel better that he's going to be part of the team. We don't know when, but he's going to be part of the team. And I mean, Bandito, I thank you for all that. I didn't mean, I don't know if you got more to do, but I kind of jumped the ship.
Yeah, go for it.
No, I was just gonna say what their record was. They're 23 matches played, 76 goals scored, 25 goals conceded, 19 wins, 2 draws, and 1 loss. Man, that looks good.
Well done, lads.
They balled, and I think 5 of them have already had first team like call ups for our team. Go ahead, Mike Bandito.
And more than stats, it's United football, and it's good on the eye.
Bang.
And
that part.
They're combining, and they're crossing the ball, you know, now, dangerously on the ground.
Is that the
– looks good.
Is that the style of play Erik ten Hag wants to do? Is that him – is that his style of play in academy, or is that just something residual from what's been going on for years?
Why would it be his style of play?
I point to Kieran McKenna, who was just named – that was – you know, he was on staff. He was working with the 21s before. He was just named manager of the year in the championship at Ipswich. He's got Ipswich coming up. So, you know, and then even I'll go to Nicky Butt, who had a falling out with Nick Cox, but he left. But that's even his stamp is on these style of play.
Mikey just treated me like a waste man. I was under the impression that Erik ten Hag was in control of the style of play that's going on in the academy, that he implemented a style of play that
now
he wanted.
Coaches the under sevens, the under nines.
No, quick question.
Man has a Premier League season.
No. Quick question. Well, I was under the impression that he was implementing a style of play. Forgive me not for assuming that he was, but because doesn't Pep's academy does what Pep does? Because I thought Erik ten Hag was when he said that he was controlling the academy. What did he mean by that when Erik ten Hag said that? Is he just talking about the U-23s? Bandito? No,
so it's the 21s and the 18s, and it's not down to like managing minutes and who's getting on.
No, but I thought he wanted a style of play.
You're saying he's influencing their tactics?
Yeah.
Implementing a pathway into the training with the first team.
So our first team and our academy is not in sync with the way they play?
No one is in sync with our first team.
I know that for sure. Well, forgive me. I was under an impression that they were trying to – when bringing on Erik ten Hag, he wanted to kind of like the Ajax system where the academy is doing what the first team does. And that's why I was proud of the lore and the draw. And I understand he's only been there a year and 3 quarters, but I thought that it had started. But when we've been so mismanaged, how could it be started? Yeah. You know, and that's how the way it is. So, hey, Bandito, thank you for that. It was a lot of good information, especially shout out to Nicky Cox and Carrion. And Nicky Butt, and I know Nicky Butt did have the fallout. So we're going to go into another positive bit of news. The women's team are in the FA Cup finals versus, almost said the wrong thing, but the Spurs. First time being Chelsea's women.
Big win, because I saw them lose against Chelsea, and Lauren James, I feel like, had like a brace in 20 minutes or something in the regular season Premier League. And yeah, to your point, they had never beaten Chelsea up until that FA Cup win. So props to them.
Props to them. Props.
Always love kicking a blue.
Yeah.
Isn't this the last year for Chelsea's coach? She's calling it quits?
I think so. And which one of the ladies' coach got in the shoving match? Chelsea's coach.
An Arsenal
coach, right? Yeah.
Her name is Emma, I believe. I'm not too sure.
Emma Hayes or something, maybe.
Go ahead, Bandy. That's your thing.
Yeah, if you don't follow women's football, this Chelsea side, they're talking about also like a quadruple.
Yeah.
Fantastic Chelsea side.
Yeah.
So they lost league their equivalent to League Cup match already. And then they've got, you know, Lauren James, former United player there. I think it was 2 years ago, I saw United play Chelsea at Lee Sports Village. It was a good time. Get yourself out there to Lee Sports Village. Support the women's match or the women's club. But yeah, they were miles beyond United. They put it on them, and it's a really, really good team. So to see, you know, United has a lot of local players, Tooney and Captain Katie. They're all local players, you know, that have been playing United since they're 5, 6 years old. You know, Alatoon, you know, putting a cross in on a dime for the second goal. So, yeah, it's pretty big. And United women have always been it's been a struggle. They'll make a run, and then they'll lose loads of players to Arsenal, to Chelsea, to Barcelona, and then it's a rebuild again. So they're not in Champions League position at the moment. So this is kind of like a big thing for their season as well.
Yeah, it is a huge thing. And, you know, just even the way I saw them react to beating Chelsea, I was kind of moved lightweight. I don't know if it had something to do with the first team, but I felt good watching them. How'd you feel about it, Mike? Did you get to appreciate some of the win against Chelsea, our women?
No, I didn't see it.
You didn't even look at the replay?
Highlights?
No, I just didn't see it.
How do you feel about it?
I think it's great. I mean, I'm not going to act like I watch a lot of the women's game. I don't. I should. Just some good stuff going on down there, but I didn't see it. All I know is I've seen Nikita Paris play one time. I like her.
Yes, she's so. I know the names. I've watched. I'll watch the highlights. I will do that. I've watched one game live, and it was we lost the city, you know, because the city has a Jamaican, the Yadi girl, so that's the only reason why I watched it. She's wicked. She's wicked. She can ball out. But salute to the academy and the women's team. Women's getting to the final against Spurs. I know it's going to be a beautiful day out, and if it's Tottenham, they're going to be successful. They're truly going to be successful. So let's get into the realness. This is why we're here. You know, one thing about being a supporter of the Manchester United first team is not you don't have to go searching for topics. The problem is figuring out what you want to talk about. Bournemouth match reaction. I can honestly say, me personally, it's one of those matches I went into where like, I don't know what we're going to see. So I wasn't too shocked. Yeah, I was still disappointed, but it's the blueprint, you know. This is how it goes. I mean, Jerm, what do you guys think?
More of the same that we've been seeing, right? Lackluster by the guys. Just not good enough. Guys are not good enough to be in the squad to represent this great team, right? How is it that Bournemouth is going to tie you, right?
And why are they the favorites to win coming into the match?
Exactly. Were they really?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And wow. I don't know if you saw Solanke's post-game, but I was just like he was mad that they didn't win. Like, they were expecting to smack us.
Even got teams down below on the table expecting just to come in and just work us.
I've never felt so disrespected from a post-game press conference. I was like, this. And he wasn't popping shit. He was just being like, we were all over them. Like, we had them. We had so many chances. And, like, we should have won that game. Like, we are all. They were like, we disappointed with the draw.
Big Mike, is it cool that I have this acceptance now that I'm okay with space? I'm okay with our midfield getting ran through. I'm okay with us losing the lead. Is it good that I'm accepting it now that I'm there with you?
Yeah. I mean, as long as you're willing to admit that these guys aren't good enough.
Oh, no. I'm going to tattoo that on my body.
Good. Who you put out there, how you arrange them. They're not good enough for this team. They're not good enough. It don't matter who they play. It's going to be an issue. We struggled against Bournemouth twice now, and they should have won that game.
That's crazy to say.
The second top scorer in the league now.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
That's crazy to say.
That guy was on. Elnana saved us from losing that game with the save he had low to his right. He saved us with that. So these guys are not good enough. It doesn't matter what you do. And minute you accept that, the minute you're going to be happy. The minute you're going to be like, you know what? I could just enjoy a day of football. I know it's hard because we love United, right?
But we do.
Uh-oh, something went wrong. Am I supposed to try it again?
Mikey?
Is that
Sam?
Oh, I think the Wi-Fi.
Network connection? Yeah. Wi-Fi? I just got a Wi-Fi message.
Yeah, I think the Wi-Fi went down. Yeah. I think we're back now. I think I'm...
We're back now?
I think so. No, Mikey?
I think they are, but we're not. I think there's something... It's like something's going on with the internet. Mm-hmm. I don't know what's going on.
Here we go.
See it?
Looks live.
Well, they're still going down.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
Youngsters have mistakes in them, and he made a mistake for the first goal, but he shouldn't be in that position where he's emergency defending one of the top strikers in the league on form. You know, 1v1. He shouldn't be in that. He shouldn't have to be in that position, but that's a position he found himself time and time again.
And I know I always harp on about these are professional international players. What I have a problem with, guys, is our veterans do not help our youngsters.
Nope.
Our youngsters are the ones, like, we're saying, okay, well, he don't make a play if, you know, we're depending on our youngsters. I never see Casemiro go over to Kobe and say, come here. Or do this, I'll do this. It's just madness. I seen Casemiro do a slide tackle one time in the game. I saw it and I was like, where is man going? It was incredible. I've never seen someone slide and miss someone. You know the slip and slide thing we used to do back in the day?
I saw. Yeah. Huh? I saw Nana scream at Delo. Yeah. When he was defending at the near post, Onana got right into DeLo's face like, what the fuck are you doing?
Onana's one of our bright spots.
Yeah.
Harry Maguire's one of our bright spots.
Isn't that weird you saying that as opposed to in the beginning where we were like frustrated with Onana and even Maguire?
Not we.
Well, freeze. No. Wait, remember that week he came over here and squared off Onana, so don't let him ride.
Remember those few months where you guys are losing your mind and talking about bringing De Gea back?
Well,
you said a week.
It was after a Champions League exit, so please let us understand our emotional in that moment. It was a rough time for Onana, and we were like...
Yeah, it just took you six months to understand that we give up a lot of shots and we don't have a midfield and we don't have a back four.
It
took you 6 months instead of 2 months.
Okay. When it's going on in 2 months or a month, you expect them try to fix it. Of course we're going to expect it after 6 months when it's been going every game. 20, clot, 30, clot.
Shots!
I mean, Bandito, is it wrong for you?
After 2 months, I think it's going to change. After 6 months, it's behavior.
Okay, so we're with you now. I mean, Bandito, in the beginning of the season, didn't you feel that there's a chance where we try to limit the shot given output? Do you think it was always going to be this crazy 20, 25? I think there was a 30.
I thought there would be an adjustment at some point to limit it. Something would change.
Yeah, I mean, in the beginning of the season, look, Ten Hag's first campaign, he overachieved. And then that kind of set our expectations. So you're thinking, okay, we finished third. We had some players. Maybe we make a push for a second. And then the wheels fell off. But to be fair, after, I'll say right around Boxing Day, and that we went on a nice run where we were playing good football, putting wins together.
Was it February?
And then
after Boxing Day, going into the new year. It's just kind of, go ahead, Bandito.
Chaos football. Well, let me ask you something. A lot of times when we see teams conceding and not working hard for each other and not playing as a team, That's been a sign in the past that the boss has lost the dressing room. What are we saying about that? What do we think that situation is?
Who wants to go first?
I'm taking this one.
Where do I start?
Yeah, go ahead, Cheese. Jump
where do I start?
Yes. All signs lead to, I think he lost the dressing room. Like, I'm going to just say it like this. Think about Graham Potter at Chelsea and how Chelsea broke that man. Like the think about the media images with the bags under his eyes and him just like head down, shoulders shrugged, looking like a broken man. Like that's the path that Ten Hag looks like he's on right now. Because he's like, he looks clueless on the sideline. He has no in-game management. You already talk about how his subs suck.
Don't say I talk about it because I don't know what I'm talking about.
But you always question his subs. I don't disagree with that. His starting lineups are questionable sometimes. Like everybody right now is just like, why can't you just put Rashford on? Why can't you switch Rashford and Garnacho? You talk about and you harp on how tired our midfield is. Anthony, Mount, Ahmad, mad fresh legs on the bench, just watching madness. And the man refuses to put them in at crucial times. And he just takes too long for his sub. So, yeah, writing on the wall, I think he's lost the dressing room. He looked like he's coaching himself out of a job. That's how I feel.
Mikey, how you feel? Is he lost the locker room? You feel it's just a thing when you have shit players?
Ali lost the locker room. Mourinho lost the locker room. What is lost the locker room? Is it the two talismen of the club, three, that say, so they're leaders in the locker room, but not on the pitch? Because we just said we don't have any leaders. So now there's leaders that saying, oh, we don't have the locker room. These guys need to go. The locker room needs to go. There's a problem. You are the problem. You need to go. Ten Hag is trying to say, hey, I'm referring to your video, Casey, your video, where it's like, okay, I'm going to play you out wide, and you have to depend on your quality to get us out of situations. If you can't play a five-yard pass, how the hell is that my problem as a coach? If you can't do it, and then Mark's talking about changing guys in, you could change shit for shit. You still have shit.
Yeah, but he doesn't try.
You're calling for Anthony on the bench? That's who you're calling for?
Well, you can't keep rewarding ultimate shit.
We're trying to use the shit that we have, Mikey.
Call for me. Call for me on the bench. I can run for 30 minutes at least.
No, you can't.
Call for me.
No, you can't.
I'll give you the same amount of bullshit that those guys are giving you out there. Less money.
I hear what you're saying.
I'll do it for free.
I hear what you're saying, but... I think certain guys have come in and showed their play getting better, but he still throws them on the bench. For me personally, right now, I wouldn't start Rashford or Casemiro. Why don't you try Mount? Try a different formation. Why do you have to do the same style? Why do you have to go down
this formation? So now start a new formation?
Do something different, bro. Whatever you do now ain't working. It ain't working a bit.
This is nothing.
So you're just going to stay there and keep taking.
And we still getting
a plan. No. Coaching means you got to be able to problem solve. He's not problem solving. He's got guys actually healthy. Pull out Rosclaw, Casemiro, and his slip and slide ass and drop Kobe and tell Bruno, you play the 8, but you go help Kobe out. Don't be up there pushing up. Mount, you do 10. Just do something different. You got players. You got guys who can keep the ball. He don't try. You can't play Casemiro 90 minutes and he has 19 fucking turnovers.
But the thing is,
I can't pay a guy paid $60 million for 90 minutes. I can't play him for 90 minutes.
$60 million,
and he's won 4 Champions Leagues, and I can't play him for 90 minutes.
You can't.
Then what's the point? He's supposed to be the best player on the pitch.
He ain't the best player on the pitch this year. He's not the best player on the pitch, and he hasn't been a good player.
He hasn't played one good
game this season. Casemiro ain't done shit this whole season.
Not for 20.
We're at the end of the year, and he's still force feeding him.
That's not what I'm saying. I'm not saying he's the best player. I said he's supposed to be the best player. I paid him $60 million. All of them.
And you paid him Rashford 3. How much was Rashford getting paid? So that makes it okay?
Who you put out there.
So it's okay that they get paid. So you're saying because he
lost the manager thing is just player FC winning again.
How's it winning?
It's not going to change until we get them out.
It is.
Oh, okay. I don't like I'm not playing now. Oh, we practiced too long and we got to drive in the dark.
Don't
That's what
tolerate
was happening
it.
Before.
You don't have to play Casemiro 90 minutes. You don't have to do it. He has a choice. He can sub people out. Sub him out at the 65th minute. But why we got to watch Casemiro play the whole game and he's sliding and he doesn't help and he gets out of position? Why?
Why does it matter? So you want
Mount,
who is not a central defensive midfielder, to play in his position?
No, I said put Mount at the 10.
Mount at the 10.
Do something different. Okay. Have Kobe drop deeper. 10
so Bruno can wander?
No, have Bruni talk to him. Say, Bruno, Just fucking
also
help
not
Kobe.
A defender.
You act like they can't communicate and change their role. You
point.
Act like dudes can't think differently. Like Bruno, when you just play the eight, that means you got to be in this middle and help Kobe, please. Don't be up there the whole fucking time because we're giving
love
up space.
This arrogance that like we just assume that they're not saying things. They're just like he's just not managing. He's not managing. They're not doing anything.
You
coach one of the best teams in European history, but you're not managing anything.
When you see these performances and you see the same mistakes consistently and you don't try to adjust a little bit. He don't even try a little bit, my dude. I'm not saying get drastic.
Y'all don't even get a 3-2. Y'all don't get a 4-2-3-1. Y'all don't get that. So what are we changing? Y'all can't play a 5-yard pass. So what are we changing?
Because they're confused.
Change,
they don't know what they're doing.
One man who can't make a 5-yard pass for another man who can't make a 5-yard pass.
Bandito, so I don't know if we answered your question, Bandito, but I feel that I would like to see, and I know Mikey's totally okay with Ten Hag's coaching and what he's doing, but I personally like to see a little bit more effort out of the man, a little bit more adjustment, a little bit more like
you. He has to give the effort.
I watch guys like Ahmad play decent. Why he can't play? Why can't Ahmad play over freaking Garnacho or even Anthony? Why you don't even try that?
Against Bournemouth, he was shit.
Because you don't let guys get warmed up. He let them play 5 minutes here, 3 minutes there.
He played though.
But Ahmad is a international. He's getting paid money. You mean to tell me Ahmad can't play for 5 minutes?
Ahmad played for Ivory Coast in AFCON.
But we watch Casemiro play for shit for 90 minutes. Why can't we? And we watch Ahmad play for shit for 5 minutes. Don't play him no more. But let Casemiro play 90 minutes for shit.
Stop. You said the first question
I'm just doing what you're saying.
Does Ahmad? Why can't Ahmad play? He got to play, and he was bad too.
Yeah, but Casemiro's holy shit.
The whole team was bad.
Okay.
The whole team can't defend.
And I know the game before this, Ahmad played great. Not great. He played good. What's the reward? What's the reward for guys who come out and play better than what's going on in front of them? What's the reward? Watch them play
every
again.
Every time I answer your question, I'm going to ask another question. So, you know what? Just sack the manager.
No, no, I didn't say that. See, that's your narrative. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying.
Keep these world-class players we have.
We don't have no world-class players, as far as I'm concerned.
Let's bring it back to what it was when we thought about Casemiro, right?
Sorry, Bandino. I don't know if we asked your question. I'm sorry.
But in general, these players are just not it, right? So time in and time again, we're going to see history repeat itself if we sack the manager and keep these players.
No doubt.
So it's always like, oh, it's the manager. We got to get someone that doesn't defend. It's more defensive. We got to go more offensive. Then we get someone, oh, they're expressing themselves. Ollie, oh, no, wait. There's no system in play. Now that we get Erik ten Hag in, now it's like, oh, he's confused. So at the end of the day, what is it? Is it the coach or is it these players? Because it looks like some of these players have been here throughout the tenure of all these different coaches.
There's only really right now Luke Shaw.
Man, them are talking about subs.
Rashford. About subs. Who's been here the longest? Luke Shaw, Rashford?
Marshall
don't even play no more. He ain't even a team.
Yeah.
Well,
so really,
I mean,
think about it.
Academy
who's
kid.
Been here through?
Yeah.
McTominay.
Who's McTominay? That's three. So there's a lot of new guys here. You guys keep talking about guys.
DeLo
came in Marino.
Marino.
So that's four.
Marino.
That's four.
Harry Maguire has been here five years now?
He's
4 years?
He's positive. It's a positive sign.
Lindelof, too.
Lindelof has been here since Ollie.
He's a positive signing. He just got back good again.
Maguire throughout his... I mean, we're just kind of riding on him right now because we're... What is it? Like recency bias, we can say?
So we came up with five names, right? There's 25 men on the roster. So how long are we going to keep saying it's other coaches?
We could keep going. Yeah. We just stopped at five.
Okay.
Keep going.
I forgot what the question
was. While we're talking, it's been there a long time.
Is it the players or is it the coaches?
It's a combination of everything, though. Yeah. It's not just on Erik ten Hag. These players are shit, and I'm willing to say that we've been mismanaged. There was some guy who talked about someone of Ragnick's friends said that when Ragnick told him, and this guy went on record, Ragnick told me when he didn't go hide around sources.
Talking about Jesse Marsh.
Jesse Marsh. He said that the organization of Manchester United, like nobody talks to each other. Up to last year, nobody talked to each other. There's no in sync. There's no cohesion. People are on their different wavelengths. Some people don't even meet with each other. and they were making big decisions. So all of that combined is why
we got sacked from Leeds. Why do we care what he thinks?
He worked with Ragnar.
He worked with Ragnar. So, he's just telling us the story that he heard from Ragnar.
Beto had a comment. He said, tell Casey to watch Leverkusen. That's how you press high and play off the back.
So I'm going to watch that and wish that on us?
With quality. We're all quality players.
That's what
they defend with three. They have a back three and play a diamond.
To press high.
If that's what we're... Yeah.
If that's what Ten Hag wants to do, Beto's saying, go watch Leverkusen. That's what Ten Hag's trying to do.
There's a lot of teams that we could watch do way better than what we're doing.
Oh, yeah. Easy.
Bandito, wouldn't you say it's a collage of shit? That's why the team... It's all coming to a head right now. Yes, it's players. Yes, it's organization. I mean, the structure.
Here are my thing. And I know you're asking Bandito a question, but your players are shit. But you, as a coach, can't simplify gameplay for your shit players?
Simplify.
That's a Mikey question.
No, but what if he has already, though? And this is still the result we're getting.
A five-yard pass? Simplify not throwing the ball to a man late in the game? Right to a man for a goal kick. Simplify that, Dello.
Yeah.
Simplify not going down to your feet, Wan-Bissaka.
Yep.
Simplify that. I need to simplify defense. Something you've been playing since you were 4 years old.
To that, come on, point, Mikey. Playing football your whole life, so why they look like they don't know what they're doing?
That's a Bandito. Why?
Go ahead, Bandito. I'm sorry, Bandito. Go ahead, brother.
No, no, you're good. You good? No, Mike. This is what we love.
What was the question? my two cents is this.
Yeah, do that.
There was a sustained period of time where we looked nice and we were essentially the same group of players. I don't think there's going to be another season where we have this many injuries to key players.
Facts.
Martinez, Shaw, that really affect what we want to do.
Mm-hmm.
And then I like what Ineos said. They're like, okay, we think Ten Hag, or we haven't made the decision. We're going to look at form. That is important, but he deserves a chance to function under our structure. And with taking away some of the responsibilities from him, and let him be a tracksuit coach, right? That's one thing. My second take is, if Bournemouth's coach can get a tune out of his players,
bang,
right? You want to see our boss get a tune out of his players, right? So even if you have to be very pragmatic, like he was at some point, where just like, okay, we're playing Liverpool. Our 11 is nowhere near their 11. We're going to be pragmatic, right? We're going to sit back. We're going to attack certain channels at certain times. So that, as a coach, is what you want to see. You have the players you have, and your job is to get a tune out of them. So part of the responsibility, yes, is on Ten Hag, because that's his position. He's the manager, right? It's not everything is going to fall on him, but that's part of his responsibility. So you should be able to critique and criticize everyone from the tea lady to the boss to the board.
Yep. Right?
So those are my critiques.
Can these two things be right at the same time, though?
They are right at the same time.
Like, yeah, these players are not it, and then the coach is something where he might look. We're reading into like body language, right? Where he's just like defeated. Where he's like, I got nothing else to show to these players or give them instructions for them to, like, as Mackie's point, I'm just telling them to do simple 5 yard passes, and even that they can't accomplish.
Simple throw-ins.
Yeah. Yeah, no, Mikey, I agree with you, because I've seen everything you've talked about.
I want to just say one thing.
Go ahead.
Bandito's, but you see how it always, the precursor to the next part of the sentence is always, he said, Bournemouth, our guy, you guys are better than our guys. We are Manchester United Football Club. Why are we ever being put next to Bournemouth? Now, granted, that doesn't give us a divine right to be great. 100%. But we are fucking Manchester United Football Club. And Mandem is saying that, hey, Bournemouth is going after you guys. Why? Because it's fucking true. All you have to do is show us that you're going to fight and keep the ball away from us. That's it. That is it. Yeah. I don't see how you coach that. How these players can get a tune is because they want a tune. They want a tune. Some of these guys, they don't get what they want. And then it start the grumblings come out. Oh, it's getting too dark to practice. I don't like this. I got to liken stuff. And look at Garnacho liking stuff on the United stand. Being weird. Weirdo behavior. These yeah. guys are not built like that, bro. They got to go. I hate being a purist. And I hate being that Roy Keane kind of guy. Like, back in the day.
Yeah, Keno. Wait a minute. Don't pick up Roy Keane now.
That's what it is. That's what it is. Yeah. We didn't have these kind of distractions. These guys.
Yeah, that's
are
a fact pants. Right there. What you just said. There's a yeah. lot. There's a lot of noise. There's a lot of distractions.
There is. It's like the one that we were just discussing, right? That sources have said that Jadon Sancho is willing to come back if
he got nerve to set parameters right, for him to come starter. Back.
So just that allegedly. In itself. That in itself, players with that type of mentality of, yeah, if the coach is gone, yeah, I'm gonna come in here and give it all I got. Wait. What type of profile of player are we really getting? A player where if they're not getting what they want, they're just going to pout and not really try out there on the pitch?
Yeah, the not profile of player. Yeah, the profile of players we've been getting, what we got is a whole ball of mess. And that's, I'm going to put that under Murtaugh and the Woodwards of the world. Our new regime, I'm going to have positivity and believe that they're going to do the right things. Listen. We all are going to be like this about how we feel about Manchester United Football Club because all we want to do is see them win, and we just can't understand why we're seeing this garbage. Let's go into what's coming up this weekend. We got FA Cup, Coventry. How do y'all feel? Let's go quick.
Mikey's prediction. I'm going with Mikey's prediction for the last FA Cup game where he thought that we were going to win on penalties and Onana was going to save us.
He came damn close.
Right. I think that's going to happen this time.
Yeah, Mikey, how do you feel about FA Cup, Coventry?
I think it's Haji Wright for Covington. That Covington's a city in Georgia. Coventry. I think he plays for Coventry. He's an American. And he's been on fire. He's been scoring like hell. I think he touches the back of the net against this slippery-ass defense. But I think we nick it 2-1. 2-1. 2-1. I'm going to ride with 2-1.
Bandito, you feel like this is something that will enhance or save or is a must-win for Erik ten Hag? Is this something that could really, I don't know, put a lot of favor towards him? How do you see this Coventry match? I mean, your thoughts on the whole thing, Bandito?
Okay, so it's like three questions.
Yeah, right? I know. You know, I got dyslexia. I'm dyslexic.
Ten Hag has credit in the bank for last season and making two finals, winning the three-handle trophy. So, yeah, I think I don't think it's he has to win to save his job, if that's what you're asking. But, yeah, a trip to Wembley for the fans is massive, and the chance to lose to City again in the final.
That's a fact.
That's crazy.
So I want to see the Vaseline on the gloves, making all, you know, 20 saves against Cove, you know, championship side. But, yeah, I think we go ahead and we win this one.
So, I would. Geez, you would think we'd beat Coventry?
Like I said, 0-0 or 2-2. Penalty shootout, Onana hero, Manchester United advance.
Damn, you want all that drama?
That's our life, chaos football and drama.
I think we're going to win 3-2.
I do not want
that. You don't want that, Mikey? Not this week?
I see we're going to get it.
No, I say we nick it.
3-2 and a late banger we're going to get. We're just going to do that. It's going to be 2-2, and then at the end we're going to come up with the W.
Like Grant, it would be nice if some of the players that we're criticizing like step up, like Garnacho for tweeting, respond with a goal. Rashford for being a blood clot waste man for the whole fucking
waste man.
Score a fucking goal. Score the winner. Do something.
You know, I'm by the more way, excited.
Oh, P.S. About, my wife thinks we're too hard on Rashford, just FYI.
I'm more excited about seeing Rashford's Rolls Royce getting restored than his game. That's what I look forward to. Like, ooh, he's going to put on the bumper. He done spent $50,000 for the bumper. That sounds real cootish, right? Oh, my Lord. Bumper? No, there's a guy. Let me tell you, I'm not going to get into the Paul shit right now. Because all my nephew, they're like, Uncle Paul. I'm like, you don't even wash your body good. What are you talking about? You smell like doo-doo talking about Uncle Paul. Uncle Paul. Uncle, dude, you're way out, bro. Get away from me. Oh. It's a frustrating time right now. Yeah. And I think Eric, whatever's going to happen to Eric Ten Hag is already decided. Does anybody feel like that?
Yeah.
Do you think it could change anything right now?
I think he's on his way out, man.
Do you really?
I think these guys are gonna play him out. They're gonna.
But
they're gonna,
Mikey,
you know what? Listen. I have the most to lose here. All right, I have the most to lose.
Oh,
I made
yeah, you got a crazy
somebody
bet.
Saying that I would wear a Chelsea shirt for a year.
Wow.
You're
gonna
if
come
we
on
finish
this
higher than them. If we don't finish higher than them, or they have to wear a Man United shirt, and now look at where they are.
They about to.
Did you hear that, Bandito?
They about to leapfrog us when they make up their games.
Before we're looking up at the table, like, okay, how can we go? Now we got to look below.
How can we get to
Chelsea's 3 points?
It's going to be wild.
They got a hard run of games.
It's going to be wild in the Conference League. Those away games are going to be they're going to be top notch. The football is going to be absolute shit, but the away trip is going to be tops.
That's Poland. Oh, can't wait. Do
Kazakhstan.
I love it.
Yeah, so if Chelsea wins, and since they're missing one game, that's what Beto said.
Yeah, hit the Beto comments. Hit the comments.
Yeah, he said if Chelsea wins their missing game, we go to 8th, they go to 7th.
Yep, leapfrog.
Yeah. Hey, Mikey, I'm not going to lie, man.
Yeah.
I've been thinking about your Chelsea bet so much, bro.
Mikey about to be a blue.
I'm cheering for you so hard.
Think about it, though. If you look at the run of games, I mean, Man United, we stink, so none of these games are on par, but they got to go and play. They still got to play Arsenal. They got to play a few teams now. I think that that's going to do them in, and then we could just scrape by with being who we be. We play Arsenal the second game of the season. I think we end with Sheffield.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's the last game of the season.
You're kind of putting faith in this shit team we've been talking about right now.
And overlooking the God
faith.
Cole
what
Palmer.
Is that? That means there's no proof.
Cole Palmer.
The God. You overlooking the God, the future golden boot of the league.
Would you guys sign him next year?
I'm a little bit of a hater. I wouldn't because when the goal
he's a mannequin.
It's
a gang load of penalties too.
Yeah, I mean, that's what I'm saying. The goals he got with us, two penalties. Come on.
Yeah, he's been put in some situations good, but he's a number 10.
Deflected shot. Come on.
He's a number 10. You know, Bruno. Bruno doesn't move from that. Any comments? How do y'all feel about De Zerbi being the coach? This we're gonna talk. This is the last thing. De Zerbi's being the new coach of the week. It's funny. We should have a thing called Man United's coach of the week.
Is he really better than Erik ten Hag though?
No.
Is he really better than what we got?
He's no different than the Tottenham's coach.
So why would you sign him?
Yeah,
I think Bayern have a better setup, like as far as their structure and how they bring players in and how they evaluate players than as opposed to we do, right? And they've had time and no pressure to do this. They have a management group that cares. Their owner cares.
Yeah, true.
About, you know what I'm saying? They give a fuck, right? They don't have as much, like, playing for Man United is pressure filled. They don't have that, you know? So it's like they can achieve and they can go under the radar and still achieve. So shouts to De Zerbi, you rat bastard.
Yeah.
And it would be unfair to Ten Hag not be give a chance under structure.
Word.
Yeah.
Word. I'm all for that.
And then De Zerbi come in and come into structure.
Because like next season.
Judge it truly. I will truly judge it then. Sorry.
Do they give if you were Ten Hag next season under Ineos, do you give him a month? To be like, and you're watching them and be like, yo, we don't like the progress after the first.
No, you got
to
give them the whole season.
We'll do it a month.
All right, last words, closing comments. Bandito, hit us some closing comments.
Yeah, let Ten Hag see out his contract. Give him the entire year. Okay. Let him do his thing. Let him prove what he's worth. United fans, look, it's a tough time. We know it. But we're kind of used to it, aren't we, for the past 10 years? So let's look at where we're successful, right now it's our women's team.
Academy? Teams.
And we just hope that we can do something in the FA Cup.
Mikey, your closing words?
All right, man. The Los Angeles Lakers are seventh.
Nope.
But the Clippers are fourth. Have a good night, everybody. Germ,
cheese, quick closing words.
Let's get that win this weekend.
Yeah, we need that win.
Just move on to the finals.
Do the business, boys. Do the business.
Shout out to all those Atlanta Reds, those LA Reds. Yeah. Let's go. Everybody enjoy the FA Cup this weekend. I predict us winning 3-2. Up the fucking Reds. Guys, this has been a great show. I love everybody. I love the comments.
One love.
This is Those Casual Reds. We are out.
You are listening to Those Casual Reds with Casey Gale, Jeremy Sanchez, and Mikey Douglas. Only on LA Talk Radio.